bikers in New York are all over the place. There are fast bikers, leisurely bikers, and of course, working bikers. Now there's a new type of biker on the horizon, the bamboo biker, thanks to a group of innovative guys in New York. Bamboo Bike Studio co-owner Marty Odlin says the great thing about bamboo is that it's sustainable and plentiful.
Our specific bamboo grows all throughout New York City. We generally go to places that have like large quantities of bamboo, and most of the people are really happy for us to take it.
In fact, bamboo grows so fast, it's like a weed, and people are eager to get rid of it. Odlin and his partners work out of a small studio, where they're developing the prototype of a bamboo bike they hope to one day sell. They collect the bamboo, cut it, and weld it to make it more durable. The company holds weekend classes to teach people how to make their own bikes. At more than $1,000 a course, it's not exactly cheap, but Odlin says the money is going to a good cause. The goal is to use the profits to bring bamboo bike technology to developing countries.
A bicycle in a developing country right now, a popular Chinese steel bicycle is about $110, $120. A bamboo bike, by made locally with local labor, could cost about $55. So if you make it at a really, you know, on a large scale. So what that does is that provides cheap transportation to a massive part of the population that can't afford it right now.
Odlin says he and his partners are pouring all of their income into startup costs and technology. But one expense he doesn't have to worry about is transportation. Paige Kulick, VOA News, New York.